This is The Travel Show with Mark Lloyd.
Affordable adventure, taking a break without breaking the bank.
On Dubai I-103.8.
Hey, welcome back. We've got our travel doctor in the studio with us today, Dr. Abdul Rahman. We've been talking hepatitis A and B. And there's me being flippant, saying, and we'll talk about CDE. And there are, aren't there? And
yeah, there are.
So how many different types of it are there?
It's A, B, C, D, and E.
We'll go down to E as well.
And counting.
Do they get worse as you get further down the alphabet?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, dear.
Well, we are concentrating on A and B today, and I want to talk to you about babies, Doctor, and children, because the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they recommended this a little while ago, and now a new study published in a medical journal, it talks about the efficiency of the hepatitis B vaccine in reducing the risk of liver cancer and other diseases in young adults. They say that you should be giving the first dose at birth to a baby, and then the second one between 6 and 18 months. But I was wondering if anyone in Dubai is doing that yet.
Yeah, I think we're doing it. I think most of the hospitals are doing it. And sometimes because of the people have more knowledge now, actually the parents, they come and ask for it.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because now, I mean, knowledge is available everywhere. That's a good thing.
Is it something you recommend? Is it necessary? Or is it just another precaution that's good to do?
I think it's good in the fact that, first of all, it will protect you against the disease. That's number one. Number two, if, as I said earlier, sometimes you have the disease and you don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes and goes. But if you don't know, you don't do anything about it. But all this time, actually, it is in your liver. It is damaging your liver, which is really not a good thing.
In relation to liver cancer, is that a huge problem in the UAE?
I think hepatitis B is not very much known like that, but hepatitis C is the one which is really leads to chronic liver disease and cancer. And there is a close relationship between the two.
Right. We've had a text message come along from one of our listeners. Apparently certain jobs in the UAE are required to have the HEP vaccination in order for the visa to be processed. Is that right? Certain kind of professions. If you don't have proof of it, you receive the vaccine during your visa medical. This listener says that they work with children in an aquatic environment, and it was obligatory for all in the company to have, as are spa workers, some workers in the medical field, and food handlers as well.
I think that's quite true.
Yeah.
And it should be strictly applied as well, because you're protecting others rather than protecting the patient. And it's really important that if you work in these places or profession, then obviously you should be, your immune status should be known. If you're not immune, then obviously you should get the vaccination. Mm-hmm. And if you find to have the disease, then obviously sometimes you cannot work on
that type of profession. Oh, yeah,
definitely.
Have you had yours, Doctor?
I did.
Did it hurt?
I can't remember. No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Or did it work?
It did work.
It did work.
Yeah. Did you do it to yourself?
No.
Can you do that?
I always. Well, you can inject yourself, but I don't think so. I always turn the other turn round for.
He told us before he's frightened of injections, isn't he?
Yeah.
I love that.
I say, it's a fact. It's a fact.
Now, another story that we stumbled across is got a celebrity name attached to it, and this is going over to India, to Mumbai. The megastar actor Amitabh Bachchan says he wants to spread awareness about head injury and hepatitis. He said on a tweet on Sunday, "If my face and my voice is needed to have cause of awareness for head injury and hepatitis, I've committed to it." He also took to Facebook as well to share more about his commitment. You know, it's good that kind of celebrities are kind of getting involved in this and making people more aware. And you know, the fact, the head injury thing, is there a connection there again?
No, I'm just wondering if it's these two separate things. I don't think there's any, I'm not aware of any relationship between head injury and hepatitis.
Or maybe, you know, if blood comes from the head injury, maybe.
Yes, I'm saying, yeah. If you say injury, then obviously trauma in general, because sometimes if somebody is injured and there's blood, then obviously you don't know if you had hepatitis or whatever, so you have to be careful when you approach them. But I'm not quite aware if there's any relationship between head injury and hepatitis. Maybe he's committed to this head injury and hepatitis, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if we know enough about hepatitis in general. I really didn't know anything about it.
Well, that's interesting. We just got a text come in saying, "Hi, is jaundice hepatitis? Is it the same thing or is it different?"
No. Jaundice mainly, it means yellowness of your skin or eyes. It's right. just increasing a substance called bilirubin in your blood, which is yellow.
Okay.
That's why it covers yellow. But it could be due to a lot of things. If you have anything which breaks your red cells, sometimes malaria can cause jaundice, any other thing.
So
other
it's,
viruses.
It's not necessary that you get jaundice, you've got hepatitis.
No, no. Jaundice is just a symptom of hepatitis, but it can be due to other things as well.
Okay. And there's also news coming out of America as well this morning. In Hamilton, New Jersey, we're hearing that a food handler at a restaurant contracted the virus about a month ago now. Two more cases have been confirmed. One of them is an employee of a hair salon. The second one is a fitness instructor. And people who've been to any of the locations are being warned. So it's that easy to catch, is it?
Oh, yeah. Hepatitis A is really, really easy to catch, like any other food-transmitted disease, like typhoid, cholera, anything else like that.
And generally we'll catch it through the food, as you said. That's the main way that people get it, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, through contaminated food.
Contaminated food and water.
Yeah.
Even water, but food is more often. Mm.
So watch what you eat. And is there any good news to come out of this?
Yeah, we need some good
news.
Give us some positive news, Doctor.
Well, there is very... very positive news, actually. In Australia, they found out that liver cells which lack two proteins, they actually recognize that they have the disease and they die. And if the cell die, the virus will die again. Now, there is a treatment which actually lowers the level of that protein in the liver cells.
Mm-hmm.
So it does the same thing. If those proteins are low, then most probably if you have the disease, if they have the hepatitis, it won't affect you because the liver cells will just take care of that. And that's good news. And they're actually doing a trial, and hopefully that will come with something positive in the end.
So I guess that's going to be good for, because you said it stays in your body forever, kind of in your DNA once you've got it, right?
Yeah.
So obviously if you're a mum and you're carrying a child and you've had it before, would you generally pass it on to the baby?
Yeah.
So that will help with this. If they can cure you, they can cure any future children and not be passing it down the line?
Exactly. The baby can get it through you, but not through milk, not through breastfeeding.
Okay, so if you got it in between having the baby and then starting to feed it, it's fine.
That's a very short time.
It's good that we can laugh about it, isn't it?
Yeah. But would it harm the baby? Having children when you've got hepatitis, or is it just the fact that you're then passing it down the line?
Well, he will have the full-blown picture of the disease. It's just as if he pass it through, you get it through the blood of somebody else.
Yeah, but it can be treated and controlled.
Yeah. Now there is treatment. There is some medicine called interferon.
Yeah.
Which you get it by injection.
Yeah.
It is about 70% effective, something like that.
Okay.
And it's very expensive.
So very expensive.
There's another injection you've got to have, staff.
Okay, so I think off the back of all that, then everyone should go and have a vaccination. Really.
At least go and have an injection.
I think that would be a very good idea.
And is it available all over Dubai?
Yeah, it is available.
Right. And just mention once again that did we mention that the areas, the different areas that are most prevalent to get it, or is it anywhere?
I think the areas. If you talk about the areas, we're talking about hepatitis A.
Yeah.
Good. That's endemic. The hepatitis B is in a certain communities like drug abusers.
Okay.
Who use the homosexuals.
Okay.
People who have AIDS, they're more likely to have hepatitis.
Okay.
Okay. Right. But there isn't like a place you go, say...
An area of the world.
An area,
place
and
the
then
world.
You say you get hepatitis B. That's not there.
Right.
But hepatitis A, the one, is endemic areas all over the place.
All right.
You just avoid those places.
Well, we certainly know a lot more than we did half an hour ago, don't we,
definitely.
Steph?
Definitely. Ins and outs.
When are you off for your first injection, then?
I'm going to leave now, if that's all right. I'm just going to go back with the...
Yeah, go back with the doctor. Yeah.
Well, before you do the injection, you have to test your... because sometimes you have hepatitis B.
I just had a medical. They would tell me, right? They told me I need to eat low fat, so I'm sure they'd mention it. I think I'm okay.
Yeah, you look okay anyway.
Anyway, Dr. Abdulrahman, thanks so much for being with us from Well Care Clinic and dispelling some of the myths and the rumours about hepatitis, whether it's A, B, C, D or E. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're going to take the break once again. Now, some interesting museums that we've come across as well we're going to be talking about. In fact, you've been to one of them, Steph, so
yeah.
I can't wait to ask you about this particular museum.